Hi everyone, this is Jay from the Roll Boys. We're still recording season 3, but we have a special episode for you today. This is a one shot we've done. We're going to do a couple more coming, but while we sort of finish recording season 3 and get it all nice and sounding good. But we did our take on Everyone Is John. If you haven't heard of Everyone Is John, it's a fun sort of party game, improv game. It's very basic. It's very simple. One person plays as John, and everyone else plays voices in his head, and they're all vying for control, and they're all making him do stuff. We thought it worked beautifully with Teddy, so we've done one, Everyone Is Teddy. And so I'm kind of the DM, I guess. Yeah, Michael's here.
Yes. Yes, hello.
He's also in this intro. You didn't know that he was here, but he's here in the intro with me.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on being in the intro. I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm intruding. Sorry,
yeah,
everybody.
Come in, everyone.
No, okay. So sweet, yeah. Well, what's left to do with the intro, Jay? Thank you.
Poof. Well.
Oh, you're joking.
How's your day?
Oh, well, my day was fine. Sorry, I thought I was going to join in with the intro stuff.
Yeah, that's no, great.
Roller boys and roller girls.
I ran out of things to say in the intro.
All right. Well. I mean, could I start the episode then? Could I, like...
I feel like as soon as you start the episode, I'm going to remember something that we should have... We're going to... And then we won't be able to... We'll just sit in here for a little longer.
We'll just stick it on the end of the episode.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, here it is, loyal podcast listeners. The bravest and most heroic podcast listeners. Because you subscribe to the greatest podcast ever made, the Roller Boys.
Wait, I thought something.
Roller Boys, best friends. Roller Boys, best friends.
Bonus episode. Episode 1. Part 1. Everyone is Teddy.
So Michael, Dan, and Anthony will be voices in Teddy's head. They're going to be bits of his brain. And they basically vie for control of Teddy, and they make him do stuff, in a nutshell. Is that the best way to describe it?
Yeah.
So we're going to be in control of Teddy.
I'll be narrating and playing Teddy.
Right.
And
we're,
you guys,
we are in his head.
Yes, that's yes.
Different bits of brain.
Different characters inside Teddy's head with their own secret obsessions and skills. And basically, they're going to try and they want to basically complete their... They want to do what they want to do, basically. Their obsessions. They're obsessed. They want to get that done.
And we're keeping that hidden from Jay. As players,
yes.
As well,
yeah.
And each other, I guess. So it's kind of like a bit of a surprise when they revealed, or when we actually achieve our goals.
Yeah. So any questions from you guys? Have I described the rules properly? So everyone has a certain amount of willpower, which is represented by tokens. Mm-hmm. They vie for control, and they bid their own tokens, their will, to take control.
And we have 10 each for each player, right?
That's right, 10 each. And if you win the bid, you lose those tokens. But if you lose the bid, you don't lose those tokens. Mm. So it sort of balances out. So someone might have control for the first half, and then they ran out of willpower and they can't take control anymore. So then they'll be boned in the second half. Everyone has 2 skills each, which they can use to help them along the way. Roll dice to... Yeah, it's a little bit D&D that way. We get to roll some dice. That's nice.
Nice.
I get to.
What do I need mentally going into this game?
What do
I have... Yeah. Do I need to have secret goals? Do I need 5 of them?
No, you just have one... You have... For each game, you just have one obsession that you're trying to get. Mm-hmm. Completed, mm-hmm. And you want to do it as many times as you can throughout, mm-hmm. until everyone runs out of willpower, or Teddy, God forbid, Teddy dies.
Mm-hmm. Canon.
Game's again. It's canon, and then
cancel.
And then
D&D
I'll find a new podcast to be in. Or something.
And each obsession has a level of difficulty, I guess, which is like level one for quite easy tasks, level two for moderate ones, and level three for probably extremely hard things to pull off. Yeah. And I guess you would you multiply that by, you know, the level of it, depending on
how many times you complete it by the level of difficulty.
Cool.
Yeah, we'll kind of work that out at the end. We'll tally up the points at the end, and it probably not making much sense until you hear it, but
yeah, we're all kind of learning this as we go, so
hopefully it's good. Well, yeah, if you hear it, then it means we thought it was good enough to release. If you're not hearing this, then fuck you guys, whatever.
You just can't hear it. Us.
Yeah, I'm just talking to you guys. So if we didn't release it, I'm only talking to you guys, and you guys can go fuck yourself. But if you're a listener, if you're there, we love you.
And we like this episode, so yeah. All right. Okay.
Oh my god.
So look, I reckon
it's already been derailed enough.
I reckon I've got one.
Just what is it? Just...
Don't tell him. That's
okay.
A trap.
All right. Well.
So you should have an obsession that you want to complete and two skills that your brain part is good at.
Right. So like,
for example, I'm just pulling this straight off the Wikipedia. Sneaking and lockpicking. Is that what it says? Sneaking?
And there would be two skills?
Yeah, sneaking's one. Lockpicking could be one. There's driving, flying. Flying, I am assuming, is flying a plane, not actually just flying. I can just fly. I'll just fly out the window.
Hey, man, I'm the DM now.
When do we tell you?
Assembling, detonating bombs. Eating in excess is one. So you could just be really good at chowing down, I guess. That's
when
weird.
Do we have to tell you a skill? Just do we come to a locked door and I go, oh, how lucky.
Well, you can say what you want to do and then I'll ask, well, and then you can say, I've got this skill, which I think would cover it.
Okay.
And so if you don't have, you can still do stuff that you don't have as a skill. It's just harder to.
Less of a chance.
I walk to the door.
It's
hard you wish, buddy.
Yeah, it's just harder to achieve. Also, you can spend tokens on improving your dice roll as well.
Mm. So I think without a skill, you need to roll a 6 on a roll of a d6. And with a skill that relates to whatever you're trying to achieve, it's a, what, 3 and up? Is that right? Or
yeah.
And for every willpower token you put in, you can give yourself a bonus. So, like, if you put in 2 willpower points, you get a 2+ bonus on your roll.
Which would mean a 1+, which is anything. So you automatically succeed. But if you are unskilled, you would have to put in 6 to get an automatic success.
Mm. Yeah. But you don't want to use up all your willpower in one go. That's my advice. I guess we'll start. So the setting is Teddy wants to get presents for Joe and Gage and his other significant friends. Does he have any?
I don't
anymore?
Think so. No.
I don't think he has. None that are alive. Let's just leave the house. So we're just going to out the front door. You see the main street. We're in the Moonshade Isles, bustling corridor. Things have happened. It's morning. Everyone's busy doing their things. It's
nice. I look. Oh, I can't.
Oh wait.
Look.
Yeah. So who wants control? Let's get us going.
I'll be in on that.
This is where we would
bet.
So we're going to bet as many tokens as we want.
And if it's a draw, you just do another round. Yeah. Yep.
Oh right. Okay. Cool.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Anthony and Dan are going controversially fist down with their tokens with no table. Probably going to drop them straight onto the floor.
It's about the reveal. You flip up and then open the palm.
Oh, sorry. Am I jumping ahead? Okay. Step one. Jay, do you want to count us down or something?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Are we dropping or are we...
No, we don't.
Okay.
Jay, count us down and then we'll open.
Because these are toothpicks. I don't want to drop them on
So much
foot.
Anticipation. Oh, they're raring to go. Like,
God damn it!
They really want to reveal them. It's... This is great. This is why you like being the DM, isn't it? It's a lot of power.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of power.
Make him jump. Dance for me, monkey, dance!
Feels good. I'm rock hard. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go. So we got Dan's got 2, Anthony's 2.
I've got 3.
3! Oh! Yay. Michael wins.
What do I do with these? Just back in the pile?
No, they're gone. how we do this? I guess you want to address...
I look to the first person on my left.
Well, you want to address Teddy as well. You want to introduce yourself, I think.
Hi, Teddy.
Wait, what?
Hey, what a lovely day this is. I am your... The version of Joe that lives inside your head.
Oh, Joe. Hey.
Yeah. I'm not actually Joe. I'm just what you imagine Joe to be.
Ooh.
You're trying to figure out what to get me presents.
Yeah, that's
I'm here
true.
To help you out and guide you.
Oh, that's really lucky.
Yeah, I thought so too. You're so smart, Teddy.
Yeah, I know. This is so good. How long have you been there?
Oh, always. I mean, like, you know, you think of me all the time.
It's true. It is true. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go put some clothes on. All right, fine. There we go. Nice. No, much better. Ooh, nice. I've never been a French maid before. All right, okay. Just workman slacks. There we go. Cool. Did you have any ideas, Teddy, as to like...
Well, what does Joe lack? Joe, let's see, Joe, he loves hugs.
That's true. Maybe we could get him I'd like a good hugging shirt.
Yeah, a good hugging shirt. Something padded, maybe?
Yeah, nice.
Mm. What's the softest thing you can think of?
Oh, sheep's wool.
Sheep's wool.
Maybe we could, you know how you like those sheep? Jackets have leather patches on the arms? Maybe all patches.
Ooh.
So, like, nice and comfy.
All right, let's do this.
I look to the person closest to me. Who are they and what are they doing? Am I still out on the street?
Yeah, yeah.
How long does this run for, like, 5 hours? Do I just...
It's you for 5 hours.
Okay, yeah.
It's kind of like a fantasy businessman.
Ooh.
Like a Faerun businessman. He's nice. Got a tie.
Oh, right, yes.
He's got a bowler hat.
Okay.
But also a wizard stuff.
Yeah, wizard business.
Business. So to do actions in the real world, I need to consult you, Teddy, and convince you to do them.
What's this, Joe?
I'm just reiterating. Don't worry about it. You should ask that guy where the nearest shop is.
Yeah, that's true. Excuse me. This is going to be...
I was like, wait, we're going to see Jay interact with an NPC as a character.
So, well, I'm a bit nervous about talking to him.
Why don't I play?
Yeah. I'm a bit nervous about talking to Joe. Do you reckon can you take over?
Oh, sure, yeah, just give me access to like the voice. I'm happy to do it.
Assuming direct control.
How do we do this? Yeah.
Excuse me, sir.
Yes. Can you see I'm business?
Oh, quite,
got a lot to do.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm looking for a jacket shop.
Jacket shop. Yes, just over there. Down 2 blocks.
Right.
Stay on this road.
Is there any dynamite?
Dynamite jacket? Or dynamite?
No, make thing go boom.
Oh, probably not in the jacket shop.
Where's the big go boom shop?
Do you have a skill that you think would help?
Convince him.
This is a skill check. Do you think? I think it's a skill check.
One of my skills is stealing. Can I try and like lift something off this dude? Like he's a wealthy businessman.
Yeah, sure.
He must have a wallet.
Well, he's got. He's got a bowler hat. He's got a suit and tie. He's got a wizard staff.
Teddy.
Yes.
You should grab that hat and run away.
But
it'd be a good... It's a great hat.
It is a good hat.
Imagine me in that hat. Hey, I'm naked again. But this is a great hat.
And you're stealing. Okay, we
steal. So like, literally, we've got no skill. Just like grab a bowler hat and then like run like a 6-year-old.
It's still an attempt to grab the hat. So we'll roll for that. Yeah, that's a success. You did it.
Yay!
Oh, Scuffer!
Great Daddy!
Hey, well, oh, my business hat! What are you doing? Come back!
I'm so sorry.
Somebody!
I feel like we've accidentally just written a intro to the Sir Digby Chicken Caesar. yes, okay, sweet.
Somebody help me!
Can you look over your shoulder?
Somebody help me!
Yeah, just run. Run, Forrest.
Okay, Joe, I'm going. I'm going. All right, okay, it's about time.
Take a break.
I think with the success, you can keep going. I think.
Okay.
So,
Can we? I look around. Are there any shops? Are we in the shopping district?
He was not happy about stealing the.
Yeah, but
the hat.
Now you got a hat. Joe would love a hat.
Yeah, I guess I'll put the hat on. I can't. How does it look?
I try to look up at the hat on my head.
So does Teddy. Teddy.
Hat's broken.
I'll just throw it away.
Okay, back to plan A.
What are we doing, Joe? I forgot what we were up to.
Get me this jacket.
Oh, the jacket. Yeah. All right, let's do it. I'm a little anxious now.
Anxious?
Yeah, we just saw the guy's hat.
You know what would, like, soothe our nerves?
What?
A nice big explosion. Is there anything you can set on fire in the vicinity?
That's true. Have I got my guns on me?
Oh, yeah. Have you got your guns on you?
Teddy looks down. He's naked.
Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, no. Okay. Can we run back to the...
We should definitely get that jacket.
Just run into the first shop you see. Just don't even look like this.
Okay.
Just run in.
Ding, clink, ding.
Strap down your penis and then run.
Hello.
I need your skirt, your shirt, and your sunglasses.
You're quite naked.
I'm looking for a clothing store.
Well, this is we only sell buttons.
Ah, what's the largest button?
It's a bit of clothing.
I look around. Do they?
Well, we do have some big buttons for giants and.
Ooh. Can I have?
There's a you see a dinner plate size button.
Are there curtains in the shop, maybe?
Yes, we have curtains. They're not for sale. Would we have? You can clearly see we have curtains.
I'm naked.
Yes, aren't you?
How much for that big blue button over there?
Oh, well, do a little spin and you can have it for free.
Can I have the button first?
Yeah, sure, I can see, why not?
Cool. I place it over my teddy's.
Oh.
I keep it covered. I do a spin.
That's pretty nice, yeah.
And
I'm going to say we buy for control. It's time for someone else's. Thank you. Well, you can bid again. You can, if you really want to. Even if you know, you can bluff. Mm-hmm. Get these guys using up their precious tokens.
I am going to bluff.
It's traditionally not how bluffing works.
Good. Ooh, or is that a bluff? Maybe.
Don't look at me. Don't look at me. Get my toothpicks.
All right. Again. 3-1, go. Anthony's the winner with 3. Dan had 2, but Anthony is the winner with 3. And Michael...
put out none. He did indeed bluff.
He wasn't bluffing. He did bluff.
He did bluff.
Shit.
Hey, dude, get out of here, dude. I'm taking over, dude. Get out of here.
Whoa, hey,
Teddy.
Who's
Teddy,
this?
For real? For real, dude? For real?
Hi.
My name's Evil, man.
Evilman.
Evil, man. Evil, comma.
Evil, man. So you're a man.
Dude, yeah, for sure, man. All right, here's what we're gonna do. Joe's taking a break. He took a nap. For real? Oh. For real? Shut up! Get it! And I roll Joe's figment of his own imagination into the back of Teddy's mind. Dude, for real? See that giant button you've got?
Yeah.
All right. Walk outside with it. Well, this is going to be sick. Gage is going to love this. This is going to be your present to Gage. Walk outside.
Okay.
All right.
Bye, Lee. Bye.
All right, dude. Now, you see that wagon and carriage over there?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, dude? All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to tie the ropes onto this giant button, dude.
The ropes?
The ropes on the carriage from the horses.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to tie them onto the button, dude. Dude, look at me. Dude, for real?
I'm trying.
Do it.
I don't know how to look into my head.
Nose starts bleeding.
Get the ropes.
All right, I got it. All right, here we go.
Yep, and now tie them onto this button. Like a surfboard, dude. Dude, do it.
I'm doing it. Okay, well, he's so demanding.
Check around. Is anyone watching? Is anyone looking at us weird?
There's that salty businessman over there.
Flip him off, dude.
Shaking his
fist. What does he fucking know? Dude, flip him off. For real, dude? Give him the finger. Dude, it's going to be sick. Gage is going to fucking love it.
Okay. Oh, I'm giving him the finger.
Yeah, Roy! Fucking excellent, dude. All right. Now, let's get back to this. Come on, we got to make a
sorry,
fucking
businessman.
Don't apologize to him, dude. He's like a stiff man. For real? That dude sucks.
All right.
All right, now, dude, let's get back to this. Let's make ourselves a horse board.
All right. Okay. I think this is a skill check.
For sure.
So do you have anything that might constitute tying?
Operate vehicle?
Sure. All right. We'll roll some dice. That's a success.
All right, now, dude.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I got this button. I'm naked again, but I got this button tied to it.
Stand on the button, dude. Arms out. All right.
All right.
Now, is anyone looking at you weird?
Where are my arms going?
Out like you're a giant T for Teddy. For Teddy, dude.
Oh, Teddy. Yeah. Yay.
And now, whip them horses. Whip them good. We're going to send them flying.
Oh, Teddy flails at the horses.
Say yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you got one of them guns there? Shoot it into the air.
where am I going to stash a gun? Dude,
I know you got one.
Don't answer
there.
That.
Ting-a-ling-a-ling.
there's a little dwarf on top of the carriage, and he looks down, and he's like,
hey, what the fuck are you doing?
Hey, Teddy, flip that guy off, too.
You're nude. No, don't flip me off.
Yeah.
Oh,
got him.
No.
All right, now whip these horses. Say yeah. Say yeah, dude.
Okay. Yeah, dude. I guess the carriage takes off. Fuck it.
Fuck yeah!
Fucking hell! Yeah, shit! Oh, I can't control it! Oh, no!
I guess Teddy's surfing. He's surfing.
Dude, this is fully sick. All right, now, try and like, grind on that shop window there. Dude, for real, Gage, gonna fucking love it.
Teddy wipes his ass on the window.
That's not
what happy?
I'm...
Are you happy, Anthony? It smears across the window as he goes past.
I said grind, but that was still fully sick.
I'm going to guess that that's an obsession completed. Is that because that would open it to a new bidding.
Yo, Teddy, that was one wicked stunt. Fuck yeah.
My ass burns. Okay, so we're going to do another bid.
Ready.
They're summoning their tokens. Go. Ooh, yep.
Oh,
yeah. Dan's the winner. Take it away, I guess. We're currently hurtling through the streets on a button, naked in the back of... And Teddy just smeared his butt across the window on the way past the shop. I think it was... what kind of shop was it? I think it was a florist.
Teddy just hears this chewing.
Where's that surfer dude gone?
Hey. Hello? Don't worry about him. Just, hey,
Hello?
Hi. Hey, it's been a while since I, talked to anyone. Hey, do you want to, like, do something real, real fun?
We appear to be still kind of hurling down the street. But
yeah, and we are, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah.
It's a, don't it's worry a, about I mean, him.
It's, yeah, it's kind of fun. It's very scary.
Hey.
He's real chill. It's kind of mellowing me out, actually.
You know, why don't we take things down a little bit? You know, just you and me. What are we looking at here?
I know to make it go, you go yeah, yeah, and then I don't know how to make it stop.
It's just so oppressive. What does oppressive mean? Look.
What are we around? Like,
we're sort of cleared the main like shopping district now. We're sort of entering sort of industrial area.
Okay,
it's, like you sort of a lot more. It's I'm envisioning smokestacks and like maybe child labor or something. I don't know how it works in D&D, but
why don't we just get out of here? You and me.
So just hop off.
Let's hop off. Just go for a wander, like. Just go out, you know,
as
far as we can.
But yeah, let's do it.
Get out into nature, you know.
Teddy jumps up and like, oh man, he's going too fast, and he just rolls. He just rolls like a big sack of shit. I'm pretty sure bits of brain have gone. There's other characters that have gone.
I used to be a barber.
He just turned a 10-player game into a 3-person game.
Yeah.
I would have been an elf. Would have been really interesting.
No, I'm sorry, listeners. So we're just stuck with these guys now. This sucks. Teddy's covered in scrapes and scratches.
Owie. Looks like it would really hurt, wouldn't it?
It really does. It hurts so
softer,
much.
Softer, you know.
It hurts more than when my brain got like when you know that thing ate my.
I know. Don't talk about that. Don't think about it. Why don't we just get into some softer territory? You know, like just, you know, softer areas, some greenery out in the nature.
Jackets.
Why don't we just get out, you know, into some pastures, you know?
Pastures?
Be free.
Is that like farms and stuff?
Yeah. Why don't you just take your shoes
that sounds
off,
pretty nice. Do you reckon we'll find a present in the pasture?
Yeah. Look, the present is now, don't you think? Why don't we?
I don't think, but sure.
All these cobblestones.
Yeah. They really hurt. Yeah. Okay, let's get up. Okay, Teddy gets up.
Toes in the grass and stuff. You know?
Teddy gets up and he looks around for a pasture. There's crying children, as we established. There's
ignore them. Filthy children.
Please, sir. Please, sir. It's so sad.
Don't think about it.
Mommy,
don't think about
it. Glass in my feet again.
See what I mean? The city is destroying everyone it touches.
I can see out into nature. I can see that Wizness man in the distance. He's very small, but he looks like he's still running at us.
Oh, let's get out. Let's get away.
Okay, I'll go the other way. Go.
Yeah, let's get out into the farm.
What about? All there is is a main street with big industrial buildings. Probably some sort of factory happening. There's printing presses. I don't know. Cannery?
Is the businessman still?
There's like a creepy alleyway.
Yeah.
On one side, the other side is.
We gotta lose this guy. We have to lose him. He's gonna cause some trouble.
Yeah.
Hey,
maybe I shouldn't have taken that hat.
You know what I think would be a real good idea?
What?
Squeeze your nipples. why don't you lactate some of that
that's some milk, so he slips off. Just do it.
Squeeze my nipples. Okay, this is definitely a skill check.
Well, as it so happens,
what skill? You can't do that.
I have a lactation skill.
What?
He's got you there.
Well, apparently, I'm doing this now,
and I'll spend 1 point to up my roll.
Wait, we gotta roll. Oh, you're spending a point. Okay, yeah. So as long as you don't roll a one, you'll succeed in making Teddy lactate.
I really want this.
Come on, one.
Oh, no. Six. Well, that's a mega win, right? So I guess it just shoots milk all over the fucking street.
Yeah. That's alright, we've got a lot more where that came from.
Oh, why is this happening? God.
Enjoy your trip.
This is weird. This is so weird.
I guess we made this canon.
I guess Teddy starts lactating. He's naked, so.
And runs away.
Where is he? So you want
the
me to.
The hungry children running.
You want me to.
Lap up the...
I mean, you seem like a nice enough guy, so you want me
everybody
to.
Mommy, that man's shooting milk!
Quick, honey, go! Fill up! It's Christmas
buckets.
Soon, we don't have any money.
The boy needs the protein!
Where's your brother? Quickly!
Alright, so I'm aiming to get Teddy out of the city sort of restraints. I want to get out in the open field.
Okay, so you say if I just squeeze these bad boys, I'm squeezing, I guess.
Just enough for him to slip over, that's okay. Well, we can always make some more.
Teddy keeps running down the main street, just squeezing his tits,
right,
I guess.
Right. That's starting to hurt now.
A bloody, bloody grazed Teddy, bruised and battered, squeezing his nipples. Milk, I guess milk, there's milk coming out, why not? What the fuck?
Yeah. So, we want to get out into the open air, out of the
Teddy's,
city, into
Teddy's,
woodland sort of grassy
Teddy's,
area.
Teddy's definitely crying, but we'll just keep running down this main drag through this industrial area. It's pretty populated, actually, so there's a lot of people looking on.
Is anyone, looking at us?
No, they're not. This is normal.
Hey, that's the guy. That guy's lactating. Hey, see this guy? He's lactating.
Are you feeling
that's
okay,
a guy.
Bill?
That's a guy.
just want to get out of the city, out of the
cobblestones. It's not getting much greener. I mean, it's industrial.
Oh no!
Super industrial. You kind of are getting.
Is there any green patches?
You're heading towards
parks?
Like a dock.
Oh.
There's a shipyard. Mm-hmm. There's the industrial. There's like crates to go places. There's salty sea dogs.
I'm looking specifically for like
that's a salty
parks
sea.
Like. Little patches
not in this area, it seems like. I mean, you can see across the way, like, because we're in the middle of a big lake. Mm. You can see over the lake, you can see the greenery on the other side of the...
Oh, look at all that greenery over there.
Yeah, it looks pretty...
Do you reckon you can make it
can
across?
Can I stop squeezing?
Oh, yes, please. Please,
there.
Save some of that.
That was really disturbing.
We just need to get across. We need to get into that greenery over there.
Should we just walk over there?
Yeah.
All right.
We've done it before.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. All right. Teddy walks into the the lake. And I'm going to put up for bidding again. 3, 2, 1. Oh, the winner is Dan again. Dan with two.
Hey. Here, 2 for 2. Let's just keep on walking. Just keep on going until we get to the other side.
Teddy walks into the lake. He doesn't... I think it's been well established that Teddy doesn't really float. He just kind of... He just
walks through.
He just walks in. He walks in and he's just walking along the bottom of the lake. There's a lot of broken bottles and stuff down here, actually. It's not a nice area. You even see maybe one or two of those street urchins.
Oh.
No, they're fine. They're just
like sea urchins, they're just straight urchins.
They're paddling at the top.
Oh, they're having fun. They're having
fun. Yeah, they're trying to, yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Oh. I heard you meant the bottom of the ocean.
Me too.
Discarded urchins.
Like old cargo.
Yeah.
No, I'd never.
On close inspection, they're floating at the top of the
I just want to...
They look very serene, actually.
I mean, just to get to the other side, just plowing straight, big man meat straight through. Get to the other side. Get to that greenery.
I was thinking I need to breathe soon. I don't know.
What? Do you reckon you can swim now from...
What swim?
Well, it's like walking, but...
Yeah, look at me. I'm walking.
Yeah, but like horizontal walking, you know?
Horizontal
walking. Put your arms out a bit. And,
like a T?
Yeah, but...
Like for Teddy?
Back and forth. Wave them like you're flying.
But. Teddy sort of just waves kind of like a duck with brain damage. The teddy kind of is. That's probably a spirit animal, actually. Yeah. and it kind of starts to work a little bit. He starts to sort of flow a bit.
Yeah.
Holy shit! This is amazing. I'm flying.
It's working. Yeah. Just get to the other side, and we'll be in the home stretch here.
Teddy, Teddy kind of, his head kind of makes it above water for a second, and then he's back under again. It's not really a good swimming. It's not a good swimming streak, but it looks like he moved about 2 meters on foot, and then when he started swimming, he just floated directly upwards. So that's how far we've gone so far. And he appears to be drowning.
Uh-oh. Oh, dear. I don't really have any skills to help me out on this end.
I think if we I think Teddy just goes unconscious and then it's up for bidding again, I think. Okay. Teddy's unconscious. And then, yeah, that's bid for control.
I'm ready.
10. 9. 8. Okay, go.
2. Oh, no.
Ooh, it's a bit off. Between Anthony and Michael, both with 2.
Cheeky.
So Anthony didn't bet anything, but Michael 3. Okay.
3 that time. And I nearly stuck to 2.
It's Phantom Joe has control again. And I guess Teddy kind of basically...
Teddy's just had a hard reboot. That's why he chose.
Teddy coughs and splutters. Tons of water comes up. He's just vomiting water. And you look up and it's... someone has resuscitated him. It looks like a nurse or a doctor or something. Like, it's not a wizard. Or a businessman. Or
what are they?
Businessman.
Non-sexually, what are they wearing?
Non-sexually, they're wearing clothes.
Nice, nice. Not like a shirt.
What do fantasy doctors have? He has a monocle.
Right. So he's got, for A, has he got a jacket?
he does actually.
Interesting. B, can I see any like personal belongings on his?
There's no
like while he's over me, can I just sort of like reach in and grab his wallet in his breast pocket?
There's a stethoscope and like around his neck. Cause
sweet,
yeah.
Grab it, just pull it, yank it.
Okay, Joe. Okay, I trust you, Joe. Teddy just reaches up and yanks. Teddy reaches up and yanks the stethoscope, I guess.
Yeah.
Immediately. The doctor's like, "Hey, what's up? I'm glad to see you're alive there, young fellow. I thought you had drowned."
Me? No, never drowned. Thank you.
Well, you did.
I think I would remember that.
Well, I just saved you.
Thank you.
No worries. Can I have my stethoscope back?
Your stethoscope? How do you...
The one you just yanked out of my neck.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Why did you?
I had to listen to see if you drowned.
Fair enough. I cough up more water.
Actually, let me just check if it's... Because, I don't know, you could be a zombie. Maybe you're not alive. Maybe I didn't save you.
That's a good question. I look around. Is this heaven?
No. I don't know. It's
No, I don't think so. There's a dead child in the water.
Oh, okay. Well, yes. Thank God. Thank God, I say. Look.
I don't believe in God.
Teddy, you're really cold.
Yeah.
Can we ask the stranger, is there somewhere you can, like, is there a communal, like, heating up, warming? So that was a weird way of asking it. Like, is there, like, a fire nearby or, like, a dryer for my clothes?
Who are you talking to?
I guess I'm talking to Teddy, but, like, I want to then ask the man.
And you're Teddy?
Am I saying all of this out loud? Yes.
And you're Teddy, are you?
I'm Teddy. I go to reach and, like, take my mustache off if it's still there.
Oh, that's a nasty wound you have there. Top lip.
I place the top lip skin back. I sort of like pat it back
that
down.
Is nasty. You should get. Oh. And now that I look at it, there's a big hole in your head.
Yes.
You are a zombie, aren't you?
No. But I would. I am quite hungry. And I wouldn't mind.
I mean.
Some brains? I don't know.
Yeah, well, there's that. The slop over there. There's this. What's it called?
Just somewhere I can towel off, warm up, and maybe, get some food.
Yeah, there's a bin there.
I look at it. Is there much combustible, flammable things in there or no? Like, I'm happy to do a dumpster fire.
Do you think I could have my stethoscope back?
If you help me make a fire in this dumpster here.
Oh, I don't see why not.
Have you got any matches? Couple over there? Go bully them for their for some matches. I don't know.
Oh, we're not everyone is Daryl. Everyone is Teddy.
Ah, fair enough, Daryl. It's your name, Daryl?
Yeah.
Okay.
I quite like this character. I don't want to leave him.
I don't want to leave you too either, Daryl. How are we going to set this bin on fire?
Oh.
Aren't you a doctor?
Yeah, but I usually, like, fix people and I kind of, like, sew things together and...
Daryl?
I don't really destroy things.
You're dead to me.
Oh, okay, bye.
Hi. Walk away, Teddy. Walk... What?
But
what?
The stethoscope. I can't remember how the business sounds. Howie, did that guy steal your stethoscope? I don't know what voice the wizard was.
That was it. It was perfect. Yeah.
Is this the wizard?
Yeah, 100%.
Oh, this is Daryl, and this is the wizard. No, they're both forming into one.
Teddy, while they're talking, sneak away. Just tiptoe.
Okay. All right. Okay, let's... So are we heading to... should we just... I'll just scarf her.
I mean, like, what's our situation here? A, so, am I still naked?
You're not very far down the water, like the river, like the... You may be a little further away from the dock. It's not so much industrial area. Now there's... You can see that it has kind of... there's a bit more residential things happening a little bit. It's like sort of...
backyards, front lawns, that sort of like suburban-ish.
Yeah, they're not right. Again, it's like
any
right
washing,
next to
hanging out on the lines.
Yeah, there is. Yeah,
Teddy.
Yeah,
do you see any jackets hanging up?
It's well, there's a lot of white sheets for some reason.
Oh.
I said white.
Into Mississippi.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
No, oh, no. There's also there's all sorts of colours.
And a big sign that says "No gays."
No.
Okay. Look. I
Oh no! It's the wizard and the grand wizard.
You can see. you can see it, there's clothes and it looks like it doesn't, the clothes look to be, again, very wizardy. It's like a wizard, like a very smart wizard sort of clothes. There's robes. I think most of them have like their little stars and stuff on them.
There's
a pointy hat.
I've got
hung up.
Skill in stealing. Can I steal some clothes off the line to like close
myself?
Can I
steal some wizard shit again?
Yeah.
All right.
Always works out well.
Three. Oh, yeah, that succeeded. Yeah, you did it. You and me, Jay. So we're putting on the. I guess. Do I want this? I guess. All I've got is this robe. I guess put that on. This wizard hat. Do we want the sheet?
Yes.
Dude. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, we'll grab the sheet.
Oh, yeah, you're still, yay. Okay, yeah, we'll grab the sheet.
Oh, sorry, I'm playing a game of everyone is Joe back here.
All right, it's
run,
it's
Teddy,
the,
run.
It's the wizard saying, hey, how'd you find my house? Fucking hell.
Your house.
Yeah, you stole my bowl of hat, now you're stealing my clothes. Off my own line in my own garden. Oh, which way are we going, Joe? You can see, you can either go further, you could jump the fence into the next yard, I guess, or you could go around the back of the house. You could go into the house, I suppose. You could, I mean, there's across the street, it's sort of looking onto the lake again, so there's, you know, there is a little raft in the lake.
I go into the house, Teddy.
Oh, okay. Door's locked.
Oh, no. I'm a big, strong lad. Kick it, Teddy.
Okay, I'm kicking it. Booyah! Yeah, Teddy's a big man.
Yeah, nice.
It just fucking... The door just comes off its hinges.
Nice.
And falls down.
What time of the day is it?
It's still like, morning. It's probably getting towards, like, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
10
right,
a.m.
Right. I look around. I mean, what sort of house?
It's, there's a lot of framed portraits of that one guy. Oh. For some reason. It's really weird. There's no, they can't see other people. It's just him.
Mm.
There's a couple of like cosplay shots, I think, of him as like...
Oh, that makes more sense.
There's some of him as just a normal guy.
Yeah, cosplaying as a business, like an accountant.
Yeah. Instead of a... yeah. There's another one of him as a cat girl. That's a bit strange. But you can... I don't know. Teddy just turns that one down, actually.
This whole house is kind of weird and creepy.
It is weird.
So many. You should set it on fire. Like,
yeah,
you look around, like it's the morning. There are no candles on.
No, well, no. I mean, should we look in the kitchen or something?
Well, look, time might be of the essence. If you knock down the door, are you able to, like, stand just beside the door? Like, I know that doesn't make sense. Like, you kick the door, you go to run in, but then you do like a hard left, so you're against that wall, so when they run in, they'll run past you.
Okay, yep. There's a hat rack here.
Ooh, nice. Ooh.
Where did that bowler hat go? We lost the bowler hat.
Yeah, I was like...
Shit.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to stand here, Joe. The wizard guy just... Yeah, he runs in, sees you.
Oh.
And it's like, please, I need my hat. And what the fuck are you doing in my house now?
I say, look, I'm sorry. I'm just trying to get my friend a Christmas gift.
Actually,
I take off the robe. Can you take off the robe? Teddy, this is ridiculous. Let's just come clean here.
Teddy takes off the robe. As he does, you can see the guy's eyes kind of widen in absolute fear as he realizes he's just caught up to this giant barbarian boy. He's been chasing him all down the street, and now he's caught him. He's not sure. He's terrified now.
Yeah, I unintentionally corner him in the room.
And now he's getting naked. So, oh, you can keep the hat.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just gonna... I think I'll just go outside.
I'm quite peckish too. Do you mind if I...
Oh, help yourself. And the doctor comes up. I forgot. Daryl comes up. So did you get my stethoscope back? He's like, no, don't go in there. Don't go in there. Leave him. Just leave him. And they go and sort of stand outside awkwardly looking for...
I put the stethoscope on and hold it against the wall so I can listen to what they say.
The door's open. You can hear it. Daryl's like, what are we going to do? What, so you didn't get your stuff back? No, he's giant and he's naked now. He took my clothes, he put them on. When I got close to him, he showed me his penis. We need the guards or
well, you're a wizard. Why don't you just blast him with a...
You know, I'm not that kind of wizard, really. I'm just more into the clothes and whatnot.
Can I be ransacking the house looking for flammable objects?
Sure, yeah, Teddy.
Alcohols.
Yeah, Teddy's... Yeah. Sure, you find candles, you find everything in the kitchen, you find all this stuff in one of the drawers.
Nice, basically. Nice, nice. Set the drone on fire. Exactly.
You set the it goes up. It's like all the flammable things. For some reason, it had all the flammable things in one little drawer.
This guy. Next to you the, know, if we had met in different circumstances, I think we really would have got along.
Is this a skill check? I don't know. Do you want to skill check something? Or maybe a bid.
Look, I'm good at stealing things, but yeah, or a bid is also
maybe
fine.
A bid. The house is on fire, and Teddy's eyebrows are gone. Okay, go.
Ooh. I went 4.
Oh, Michael.
Hey.
Damn.
Burn, baby, burn.
So still controlling everything. It's just it just goes up real quick. And,
and move. So I'm running out of the house. Where's the kitchen in relation to the
kitchen's off. It's one of the first rooms off on the right in the, of the hallway. On your left, you got like a lounging room area. The stairs going up. At the back is another room off, you're not sure what that is, but you can see an outhouse at the back. So you could, you can go in any of those rooms. You could go out the front door. You could go out the back door, a couple of stairs. Kitchen's on fire.
Out the front door.
Out the front door. All right. The you see the wizard and the doctor. They run down the street shouting for the guards.
Oh, no.
And here we are at the front. And Teddy is kind of upset. Well, he doesn't know why he's doing this. It's very... He feels bad. It's like...
Teddy,
this
don't
nice
get
guy's house
down. We're always at our best when we're, like, having fun and adventures. And that was cool. It was loud and hot
and
visceral.
It was loud. It's true.
You've never seen that before. That was cool. You've got a stethoscope.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Does fire just, what does that do?
Can I turn around and look at, like, can I see the fire from where I am?
Yeah. But it's just billowing at the smoke. It went up so quickly. It's smoke's billowing out the windows. You can't see the flames, but you see black smoke coming out.
This is not very nice to hang out with, like, you know, your throat sore. No. Like, let's just mosey on. Yeah. Can we walk in, downwind or upwind? I don't know, in the opposite direction from, like, the smoke. Just away from the fire,
okay, let's,
I guess.
I guess we're going... I guess we're sort of heading in the same direction as those other guys, but I...
that's a good point, Teddy. Let's turn around and go the other way.
Okay. Well, I guess we're back at the dock.
All right.
Should we try the water again?
Can I look around for any kayaks or jet skis or rafts?
There's a jet ski.
Oh, yeah, sweet. I jump on the jet ski.
You did!
It's just a weird wooden contraption that looks identical to a jet ski, but it's just a wooden thing. I guess...
Like a boat?
It looks like if a jet ski was made of wood and had no engine. That's what it is. It's just there on the water.
You mean a boat?
there's no paddles or anything. I think it's actually like a, you can pedal it. It's a pedal powered jet ski.
Oh, well then yes, absolutely.
This is
looks
cool.
Like fun.
It does actually. All right.
Let's do it, Teddy. Let's do it.
Okay. Let's. Fine.
Okay. Left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. All right. Left turn. Left, 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 left. Okay. Left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot. Right foot.
And breathe.
Is that a skill check?
Pedal. Pedal power.
Pedal power.
What am I pedaling towards?
You're setting. So you're out into. You're starting to get into deep lake.
Pedal
so
harder.
And yeah, you're sort of heading across the lake towards the other side, where there's a bank. It's like it's all. There's no houses over that side. It's quite serene.
Oh,
grass.
Yeah.
It's grassy. There's a bit of a forest happening. It's not a thick forest. It's just a bit of.
While we're Teddy, I'm so proud of you. We're doing well. While you're concentrating on this. You should sing the theme song to Captain Speedy, because that's who you remind me of.
Remind me how that goes again?
We all know it. We can sing it together.
Okay, let's sing it. Come on, guys.
Captain Speedy, he's our hero.
Oh, no. We're getting into copyright territory.
So nice and fast.
And fast.
Very fast.
So very fast.
Captain Speedy.
Oh, thanks, amazing. Teddy. I love that.
Yeah. Oh, what a good show that is, actually.
Oh, makes it go faster. Wait a minute. We really should have picked up that jacket. Do you want to turn back and... No. All look, all right. Just keep going.
Teddy starts turning around.
No, wait. Go back. Right. Okay, right, left.
Splash, splish, splosh. Yeah, let's say we're at the other side now, and we'll do a bid.
Nice.
Dan's the winner with
3.
Hey, I'm back. Hey, hello. It looks like you reached the other side.
Yeah,
I know you could.
Oh yeah,
well done.
I think I drowned.
That speedy part too. That was great.
Yeah, it was a nice sing along.
Yeah, group effort, huh?
Yeah.
Looks like we're out of the city now, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty leafy. There's trees and...
Hey,
can we look down? What are we standing on?
I was going to say you just see Tenny's junk. But oh, wait, am I still in the wizard? I think he started to get undressed for that. I think...
Let's
Tenny,
go.
Tenny has the robe on, but it's unbuttoned all the way down, basically. Yeah, sure. And so you're getting glimpses occasionally. Well, you aren't. Other people, the birds and the trees are getting glimpses of Tenny's...
Hey, just be free. That's fine. Don't worry about that. Let's just keep walking out and get as isolated as we can. Look around. Like, are we? Yeah. Like, let's go in a field or something, huh?
Yeah, well, that's. I mean, there is a bit of a field. It's a bit overgrown. It's grassy, but it's a bit overgrown. Hey,
I'm a bit peckish. I don't know about you. How about we eat some of that grass here? Huh?
I'm gonna get hurried too. Chicken.
Oh yeah, just get down there and stop those cheats.
Okay. Teddy just starts chowing on grass. it's gritty.
Yum. That's good shit. Yeah.
It doesn't. It's not very tasty.
We could
tasty.
Probably stay here all day. I don't know about you. That's good. That's real good.
Teddy's crawling on his hands and knees, eating grass. it tastes pretty gross. It's, I don't know, like, it's, I'd rather Sloppy Joe's or...
I beg to differ right there. I'll have to cut you off and call bullshit, because, like, I'm real jazzed around right about now.
Yeah, I don't like doing this anymore. It's just, I'm starting to feel a bit sick.
You've got to make some more of that milk, don't you? Don't you think? Just keep on
forgot
that
about
munching.
The milk. Yeah, I guess I'll try. Teddy's getting nauseous now. He's eaten so much grass, he's starting to feel mighty, mighty sick.
That's a point on my
yeah. All right, we'll put up for another. Okay, yeah. We'll put a bit in. There we go. I figured that was a point. At least one point.
You're a fucking genius, Dan.
Go. Anthony wins with 3.
3?
Nah, dude, get out of here, you weird cow freak. Dude.
Hi.
Teddy.
I forgot your name.
Teddy, dude, I'm Evil, man.
Evil.
Evil, dude. How do we get out of here?
I don't know, but I'm feeling really ill.
All right, dude, you know how we flipped that guy off before, dude? For real? Grab that same finger, shove it way down into your throat. We got you in... Dude, I need you in, like, tip-top condition, my dude.
All right.
Yeah, right, no, further. Uh-huh.
How much further?
Jesus. Oh, dude.
Teddy's up to his wrist.
Oh, my. You know what, dude? Pull it out. All right, dude. Failed experiment one, but that's all right. That's all right. We'll get it out another way. Hey, dude, you see that big old pine tree over there, dude?
Yeah.
You reckon you could, like, climb up it, dude? Climb up right to the top, yeah, man?
Okay.
Yeah.
Would that be a skill check? Climbing a tree. It's pretty easy.
It's about to become a skill trick.
Teddy starts to climb in. It's prickly.
Now we gotta get rabbit top, man. Right, rabbit top, and we're gonna.
Teddy gets the top, and the tree is swaying. Side to side, dangerously.
That's exactly yeah, dude.
It's not. Yeah, Teddy's a big boy, and this tree's not.
All right, dude, put your weight into it, man. Like really, like rock back and with me, rock back and forth, rock back and forth. You wanna get this swaying, dude? Swaying real good. You still got that big cloth from that wizard? Dude. Paint the town, dude.
Teddy vomits it or sprays it across the tree and the grasslands.
Oh, nice. Dude. All right, that's step one.
I feel a lot better, actually. Yeah. I feel quite good.
Yeah, dude. All right, now keep swaying. We got to get a lot of motion. Dude, Teddy, do you know anything about hang gliding?
Hand gliding.
Yeah, dude, get that wizard's robe you're wearing and ball it up like a parachute, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, you know, like when we jumped out of that airship, dude. Remember that?
Yeah, I don't remember you being
there. Dude, I was there, man. That was fucking sick, dude.
There are a lot of weird voices.
Dude, I'm one of them. I'm in your head. Okay. All right, dude, keep swaying. Wait. We gotta get a lot of momentum here. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. Jump, Teddy, jump!
I guess we'll do a skill check.
For sure.
Skill check now to see if, I guess, Teddy can parachute.
I have athletics. I don't know if this helps. I want him to use the wizard robe to jump off this swaying tree, parachute down off it.
Well, we're going to have one skill check for the parachute and one skill check to see whether, and depending on, the athletics will come into play after. So you kind of need to get a 6. Or unless you want to spend some tokens.
Spend my last 2.
Okay.
I have one. Not my last 2. I will spend 2 to take it to a 4, 5, or 6 for success.
Yes, okay. Yeah. Okay. So we need a 4, 5, or 6 for Teddy to parachute at all. Hey, did it. Rolled a 6. Okay. So
dude.
Teddy actually, he gets a bit of a slingshot happens, and he starts sailing through the sky.
Hold on tight, Teddy. If you let go, you're gonna die.
The parachute, as on the downwards arc, the parachute fills are there, and he's parachuting. Gliding. He's gliding through the air. Whoa! Hey, this is great. Whoa!
Hey, dude, what should we aim for, dude? We should go somewhere cool.
You can see. We are sort of starting to get towards some like farmlands. You see like some veggie patches with a lot of people, some people working in there. There's a farmhouse and a big classic barn building, and there is one cow there.
Dude, does that farmhouse have a chimney?
Yeah, it does actually. I don't know if we'll make the chimney. Well, we can try.
Dude, if we made the chimney. The heat from the chimney would take us up even further, dude. We could fly forever, baby.
Really? Oh, okay.
Dude, just me and you. Up here, parachuting across the beautiful blue skies. Dude, that would be fucking sick, man.
Teddy, this is Joe. I got to agree with Evan.
Yeah, I'm down for it, too.
Oh, yeah, okay, sweet. Yeah, I guess they're on the same page all of a sudden. Okay, this is cool. I guess there's consensus. We're doing it.
Yeah, dude.
Teddy aims for the chimney, and yeah, sure enough, it goes up again. It goes up kind of high.
Yeah.
He's getting up kind of a little too high, actually. He's getting really, really high. It's getting cold.
Okay, Teddy.
It's starting to get cold. He got like a real boost all of a sudden. I don't know what they were doing, what they were burning in that the house.
All right, now, Teddy, this is the final step. You ready, dude? This is where it gets fucking excellent.
Sailing back up. Well, I suppose we're just going in one direction towards the ocean now. We've sailed over a couple of farmhouses now. They've been and gone. We're getting to the ocean. You should see Chip's dips?
Naked the entire time, I'm assuming.
With the robe. Well, the robe's like sort of.
I thought the robe was flapping. The parachute.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah, so naked.
Oh, yeah, so totally naked. Yeah, completely naked, flapping. A few people look up and the eyes just immediately sort of burst into tears. Bloodshot. One guy goes blind, I think.
All right, dude. Aim for that port over there, dude. It'd be fully sick, but We're going too high. And dude, we are not going fast enough, dude. For real? Here's what I want you
to do. How do we go faster?
Oh, dude, gravity, my dude. We're going to use gravity, my dude.
So I
want you to bring your hands together so that the parachute, dude, stops holding all that air, and then you flap it back out at the last minute, dude, right before you land. We're going to free fall, baby. We're going to free fall right to the ground, my dude.
Okay.
Dude, do it.
This has been really fun so far,
dude,
so I don't see what else.
Yeah,
Let's do it. Yeah, sure.
I will use my last token.
Yeah, we're going to have to do another test.
To increase this. As long as we don't roll a one. So I want him to basically go into free fall and then parachute at the last
second. I guess we'll say this does cover athletics because it's kind of an athletic-y thing, right?
I accept your generous offer.
Should we? Yeah, we'll do that. Five. All right. So Teddy, this kind of starts plummeting. At first, a little bit like Batman, but then there's no glide up. There's no grace to it or anything. It's just bits flopping and flying. And
dude, that was a fully sick stunt, dude. I'm gonna take a breather. I'm cooked, my dude.
Teddy, sure enough, Teddy pulls it back tight and he sort of comes gliding in pretty fast, and he just scrapes his knees again on the ground in the out the front of Chip's Dips. He's just cobblestones, grazed knees. That was really awesome until the end of it. Oh man. All right, let's bid. Should we say this is the last round for maybe? For
I think it's one? Mathematically it has to be.
Might
at
be.
Some point.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Oh.
Dan's the man.
With my last chip.
Oh, man. I'm Peter.
Wow. Damn cobblestones, huh?
Yeah, really. They didn't feel good.
Wouldn't it be great to get back? Yeah. That beautiful grass. excuse me. Back into that grass, don't you think?
No, I didn't like that at all.
No, me neither. Why don't you wiggle those soles back in that grass?
No, just sprint.
Just
you're gonna
just
make
run.
Me. You're gonna make me eat grass again.
You don't know that.
No, no.
Well, maybe
we can eat.
Why don't we taste some different grass? How about that? Some of that nice. I don't know, softer grass.
There are different times of grass.
Yeah. Oh. My sweet child, you have much to learn. There's many, many, many types of grass.
Yeah, I mean,
we're
going to
sample them all.
You reckon it's better than the other grass? Like, I won't.
Oh yeah.
Will it make me vomit?
No. Only one way to know, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you seem on the level too. I guess
I'm the best one.
We're back at the dock where we first came into where Chip's Dips was and
Kings Bay.
There we go. And yeah, you see Chip's Dips there. You see the dock in the distance. There's a footpath. There's like bits of grass growing out of between rocks on the footpath.
Yeah, the rarer the fruit, the tastier the bounty, as they say.
Well. If you say it's going to be...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I guess I'll eat this. Let's try it.
Yeah. Slowly. You didn't want to savor that.
I think you got a cobblestone. Wait, I gotta go.
That's all right. More roughage.
This tastes exactly the same, actually.
Yeah, dude, make him lactate again.
I didn't like that. Actually, this tastes worse. This tastes...
I agree with Evan. Evil. Let's make him lactate again.
Make him lactate, dude.
All right, let's put on the show
you
for
guys.
These fellas, huh?
Oh, man.
Why don't we do it at the same time? Why don't we eat some grass and squeeze those nips?
I hate you guys. Okay, let's do a skill check on. Skill check on squeezing the nips. Fucking hell.
Yeah, hey. That's a clean six.
Yeah, Teddy starts squeezing his nipples.
If we keep eating grass, we will never be able to stop. We can fill the world with milk.
Teddy's lying on his side. He's lying on his side. He's got the grass. He's just nibbling on the grass. He's squeezing his nips. And we just, the camera pans up. just looking up. It's time lapse actually. Just the chewing and the squeezing, and the chewing and the squeezing. And the sun sets and you see Santa fly across the moon.
Oh, it was Christmas. It was Christmas.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's Christmas.
It was a Christmas miracle all along. The end, I guess. Fucking hell.
Wow. Don't we have to talk about what our things are?
Yeah, so I guess, yeah, let's reveal
our
things.
Do that while we remember.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yep. I, well, Dan, well, what was
let
yours?
Let me guess.
Yeah. That's a much better way to do it.
I'm going to assume, I don't know if I caught Dan's name. Did I ever get your
name? It was just Cal.
Cal? That's a, I guess.
Bessie, maybe.
Like, Bessie.
So, lactating, being a cow, mm. Is it just being a cow?
And my other skill, I don't know how this could have come into context, but it was three stomachs.
That was your other skill.
Yeah.
Well, that probably would have stopped.
That would have come in for when it was spewing.
From
yeah.
Spewing.
Yeah, true.
I could do a skill check on not to spew.
Yeah.
But you weren't in control.
Yeah, true.
You're in control. Yeah, mm. Anthony's evil. Mm-hmm. Evil?
Evil. E-V-E-L.
Evil.
Like
Evil was in control Evil that Knievel. Stage. Yeah. And I guess he was... Was it just to be an extreme surfer dude?
It was to do wicked stunts.
Wicked stunts. Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I thought there was a lot of thrill-seeking going.
Yeah.
That's great.
So I reckon yours would have been like a level 2, right? Wicked stunts. Being a cow, that was probably a one.
The goal, yeah, that's what I thought.
But eating it's like, grass we did a lot of stuff because we did lactating. Every time you lactated, I'd count it.
Oh, well, that wasn't even my goal. That's just a skill. My whole goal was just to eat grass.
didn't you notice when he was like, well, let's get out of here and get us some grass?
And Joe's was to blow shit up, blow something
burn
up.
Stuff. More or less. Yeah. I had... The wording was make an explosion.
Make an explosion? Yeah.
I immediately realized there's not a lot of combustible shit hanging around. It's like you look for a fire extinguisher. Okay. You look for a highly pressurized cat canister.
Yeah. Wood's flammable.
Yeah, but fine. But it's not an explosion.
Oh, it's not an explosion. I was hoping you could make an explosion for my parachute idea. So thank you.
That drawer going up was an explosion.
Well, I was lucky you had all that shit
in that one
together.
Drawer, yeah.
But my skills was one. Making and detonating bombs, so I don't know why I didn't speak up with that one more often. Just like, oh, well, I'm skilled in making bombs. I take the cow pat, the grass, and some milk.
Yeah.
And
we'll know better for next
time. Ipso facto. And number two was stealing.
Mm.
Just in case I had to steal things to make a bomb. Yep. But again, then realized not a lot of nitroglycerin hanging around.
And we're in an old fantasy setting. Yeah.
Cool. Well, we didn't get any gifts at all for anyone.
No.
Yeah, no.
That wasn't part of it.
Good, like, smash cut to Gage and Joe just being like, where's Teddy?
Lying on his side, weeping and eating grass, squeezing his nipples. Amazing.
As it should be.
Amazing. So that was definitely canon.
That happened, for sure.
Yeah.
Thanks, everyone, for enjoying another episode of Roller Boys.
Roller Boys. The roll.
I can't do it.
Roller Boys. Look, Jay and I just wanted to take a little time out of our day for free to ask you to consider following the Roller Boys on Instagram. We put a lot of crazy art up on there.
Yeah.
Dan in particular puts a lot of like lovely work into it.
Yeah.
It is Roller Boys Podcast. You're going to go at Roller Boys Podcast. You can find us on Instagram. If you enjoy the show, send us a message.
Yeah, please.
Nothing makes us happier than that, people reaching out. And you might find a little hidden shout-out to yourself in a future episode. That's a lie. Please don't write expecting for that. You'll just get your heart broken.
Except for maybe one person we know. Early fan who may have a character named after him in the next season. But we don't know. Maybe. Who knows? Actually, we don't know.
And if Anthony you think that's knows. You, it probably isn't.